Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful scriptures on the Holy Spirit. Today we will be memorizing Romans 8:26 in a New King James Version. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Everybody say Romans 8:26 and let's say it together three times. Romans 8:26. Again. Romans 8:26. One more time. Romans 8:26. Now repeat this. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Let's say that together five times. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Again. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Again. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Again. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Two more times. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. One more time. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Now let's memorize the next part of it. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Let's say it together five times. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. One more time. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Let's try putting those two segments together. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Let's say it together five times. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Again, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. One more time. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Then the last part of it says, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Say that with me. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Again. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Again. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Again. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. One more time. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Then it says, with groanings which cannot be uttered. Say that with me. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Again. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Again. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Two more times. With groanings which cannot be uttered. One more time. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Now let's try putting that last segment together. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Here we go. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Again. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Again. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Two more times. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. One more time. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now let's try putting this powerful verse together, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let's say it together five times. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Again. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Again. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. Again, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. One more time, everybody out there, good and loud. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.